Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, admitting that public trust has been damaged in the planning system but must be restored after referring a report into the management of conflicts of interest at An Bord Pleanála to the Director of Public Prosecutions on Garda Síochána and the Standards in Public Office Commission. Nasa Howrigan, what's your reaction, first of all, to this report being referred to the DPP and the Gardaí?
Well, that is a significant move, and referring a report to the DPP would suggest that the report contains, that there's content there that the DPP might find relevant, and that is a very significant move. I have to say, what we've seen as the Public Accounts Committee, and excellently chaired by Deputy Stanley, is that there are broader issues around ABP that I think need to be answered. And while the DPP have a job of work to do now, there are still issues that we could be continuing with. Although I would say it's incredibly important that in the near future we do see that report.
You want it published?
I accept what the Minister is saying, that the DPP need to review the report before they release it and that part of it may have to be redacted. But if we as the body politic are to do the work to ensure public trust in An Bord Pleanála, then we need to have the information in front of us and we do need to see it.
The report, of course, as we said, was into the former deputy chair of An Bord Pleanála, Paul Hyde, who has denied all wrongdoing. A matter now for this report for the Gardaí and the DPP. Brian Stanley, what do you think?
Well, just as chair of the Public Accounts Committee, I would like to see the report published as soon as possible. I recognise that there may be legal constraints with parts of that. And, just echo what Nessa said there, that, this needs to be moved on. There have been concerns about Bord Pleanála for years. It started out as a body in 1977 just to review and to review appeals that are made by local, of local councils regarding planning. But now that has morphed into something much larger than that. It had the determination of the strategic housing developments, which had to be taken off them by the Minister. That was housing developments over 100. That had to be taken off in there this year. But he also had major powers around roads, railway planning, acquisition of land, through compulsory purchase orders, powers under the Water Pollution Act, appeals on that, the Building Controls Act, and various other functions. And the Public Accounts Committee, we were clear back 16 months ago that we needed to examine this, particularly their spend on legal fees, because what caught my eye as chair of the committee at the time was that their spend on legal cases had multiplied by 700% in a short number of years, and it had grown to become over one third of their annual budget, and they were spending on actual cases that they were losing, and that was just one issue that stood out for me, but also issues of governance, and the fact that we identified that only two members of the board were making decisions regarding huge developments and overturning recommendations, I should say, of An Bord Pleanála's own planning inspector. That's significant. And that, to me, didn't chime with good planning and with good practice and with good governance. And what we need to do is that we need more accountable structures. There has been, I was a member of a local authority for a long time, and Bord Pleanála was always sacrosanct, and the board's decision was final. The only place that the public or anyone can go after that is to the courts, and very few people can afford to do that. But the board was seen as that high authority that you didn't question, wasn't open to question. There was no means of being able to make any kind of to shed light on what was happening. The medical decision, that was it, was final. If you weren't happy, you went over to the High Court, which, as I said, people can't afford to do. So we have to look at how people are appointed to it. I looked at the list of people.
And the minister has said that. I'll come back to you in a moment, Brian Stanley. Nasa Howrigan, I want to ask you, some of your Green Party colleagues are calling for a review into all decisions that have been made by An Bord Pleanála, whereas we heard earlier in the programme from Tom Phillips, it wasn't, the planning consultant at UCD, it wasn't necessary. It could grind Ireland to a halt. What do you think?
Well, we hear that all the time, that any kind of governance, any kind of oversight reform, will grind everything to a halt, because we constantly centralise the developer and development at the centre of our planning. But what we're realising is, and we should have learnt this you know, from past kind of scandals with local authorities, is that, you know, the issue here is trust and public trust. So it's really important to get this right. I do think that, you know, what the minister is proposing seems like good proposals. It's hard to know if they're correct because we haven't seen the report. But, you'd have to wonder when significant reform is actually, you know, Umbord Fionnuala 2.0, and whether we actually just need to restructure it completely and look at past decisions. And actually, funny enough, in the last session of PAC, where we had Umbord Fionnuala, I did ask if it came, for example, to be known that that Mr. Cathal Hyde had been incorrectly appointed to Umbord Fionnuala, how we could review his decisions, or were there any recourse? Was there any legal way of doing that other than judicial review? And I have to say, they didn't know the answer to that because it was such an extraordinary state of affairs.
So Nessa Horrigan, as a member of a government party, of the Green Party, can public trust be restored in Umbord Fionnuala? Do you have confidence in them?
I can't say that I have confidence in Umbord Fionnuala right now, no.
So what happens next?
I think it's incredibly important that we see the report. I think it's incredibly important that we continue to work with Umbord Fionnuala to see how they are going to answer those issues. I have to say that if we are looking at root and branch reform, the question arises, what does that mean for the tenure of the senior staff? What does that mean for ABP's legacy of decision making, and can we get some answers from the department particularly about what that means? Because in fairness, what we heard in PAC is that while we had an organisational review in 2016, out of the 101 recommendations, 30 of those recommendations, or maybe 31, were actually legislative issues mm-hmm. that the government needed to deal with.
And Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin, finally, what do you want to see the government do now to restore public trust in Umbord Fionnuala, or can it?
Yeah, just to come back in, just outline what I would like to see, and from a Sinn Féin point of view, there's a number of things need to happen. One is in relation to the governance of it. There's clearly an issue around the board not having a legal advisor in-house, the fact that they don't have, you know, that legal expertise in-house. How people are appointed, the different bodies that people are appointed from, nominally there's supposed to be somebody there from trade union and rural development, you know, that probably needs to be beefed up. It's vague in relation to a number of other bodies. I noticed as well with the list, I noticed that actual planners are absent from the list, while there is a representative for architecture, and that's very vague. There are actually no planners on it. So local authorities making decisions would actually have planners making decisions, whereas here's the body, the overall body at state level, and it doesn't have planners on it. So issues like that need to be addressed, and how people are appointed to it. And I have to say that there's a question mark here as well in relation to the minister, because the minister, there was a bill going through the Dáil there actually the week just before we brought in Umbord Fionnuala on the last occasion there in July.
Okay.
And there was a bill going through the Dáil, and the minister, there was an attempt by the department and the minister to push through an amendment that would allow Umbord Fionnuala to change its decisions where there was a challenge of a judicial review. Now, that was subsequently withdrawn because the opposition faced it down. So I think that the minister is coming late to this. I welcome the fact that there are moves on it. It can't be cosmetic. It has to be substantial.
Okay.
My confidence in it now is shot through. I don't have great confidence in it. Very little, in fact. And I think now we need to see significant reform. It can't be cosmetic. It's time to move on this. There's issues here that are being highlighted for years.
Okay.
And we can't have a body that lacks transparency, that lacks accountability, overseeing decisions when we're talking about billions of euros in terms of developments and plans for developments.
Thank you to Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin there, and Nessa Horrigan of the Green Party. And just in response to one of the specific calls Deputy Stanley made there, the Minister has said, Minister Dara O'Brien has said, he will be appointing a legal advisor to Umbord Fionnuala today. Back shortly.